And welcome back. We're with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. This hour, we will continue with your phone calls, helping you out a little bit about your health when we come back. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie back with Doc Wallach, who's with us every other third week. The other third week is with pharmacist Ben Fuchs as they switch off, giving us great and vital information. Doc, I have an email here. We'll go to this before we go to the calls from Lydia in Austin, Texas. She's 62. 5'4", 135 pounds, and she says, Doc, I begin to suffer hand tremors. What's happening to me? And that's okay. All she writes.
Yeah, so she goes to a primary care physician, might say, oh, you have some of these issues like fibromyalgia, you have these issues like Parkinson's disease and so forth. And so let's just, take the symptoms, shaking of the hands. She could have osteoporosis of the skull.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a book, It's All in Your Head, 25 different diseases that are caused by osteoporosis of the skull, including tremors in the hands, things that would be called carpal tunnel syndrome, mm-hmm. trigger finger, those kind of things, actually caused by osteoporosis of the skull. And same way with the things, like Parkinson's disease. So what I like people to do is get rid of all the bad foods, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens, wheat, butter, and oats, sugar, carbonated drinks, even the diet ones got to go. And then I want them to have 3 eggs twice a day with soft yolks. The brain is 75% by weight cholesterol. Doctors forgot that when they came out with statin drugs.
That's
they
right.
They created Alzheimer's
right.
disease. They created my hero, Bruce Willis, has aphasia.
Oh, yeah, he's got that communication disease.
Yeah, aphasia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and this is all caused by nutritional deficiencies of cholesterol. So if she's on statin drugs, she's got to get off of statin drugs. She's got to take 3 eggs twice a day with soft yolks. Hard-boiled eggs won't count, and fried eggs will give you cancer. And so she also needs, at 132 pounds, 1 healthy brain and heart pack per month. I want her to take a half a dose twice a day. I want her to get the MSM, 1 bottle a month. She can take 3 twice a day. That's going to help rebuild the skull in case it's related to osteoporosis of the skull. Don't forget the collagen peptides, a scoop of that with the breakfast drink, a scoop of that with the afternoon drink. And then I also want her to have our Synaptive. The Synaptive is a product we have.
That's what we just talked about, right?
That's exactly right. It gives your brain cells the biochemistry it needs to make the communicating chemicals to talk to the neighbor cells. Okay, so take go ahead and take 3 of those twice a day. It's a Synaptive. Also needs the HGH, human growth hormone. The pituitary, the brain cells, the memory cells, they all love these chemicals, these various nutrients that are in this HGH. It's a very, very interesting product. Also, we have Memory FX. Memory FX will help with the tremors because, again, it gives the brain cells what it needs for the proper physiology of the brain cells. But stay away from the statin drugs and eat those eggs, and usually within 2 to 6 weeks, the tremors are gone.
Now, when you say stay off of your statin drugs, she should call her doctor and tell him what she wants to do.
Well, that's okay. Call the doctor, say what she wants to do, and say, I'd like to get off them as efficiently, as quickly as possible without causing some kind of catastrophic thing. She don't want a cold turkey off of them. She could say take a month to wean off them. Just, slowly wean off them instead of just throwing them all away.
What is the statin pill supposed to do, Doc?
The statin drugs?
Yeah. What are they supposed to do?
Oh, supposed to lower your cholesterol. See, the pharmaceutical company came out with statin drugs when doctors made this huge, huge, huge error. They thought, incorrectly, that the plaque in arteries, the blockages in arteries, was caused by eating cholesterol. And when they're talking about cholesterol, so the pharmacy industry came out with statin drugs to lower your blood cholesterol. They want to get it below 200. It really should be over 300, where it needs to be, because your brain is 75% by weight cholesterol. Your testosterone and estrogen, whether you're a man or a woman, is 95% by weight cholesterol. So if they have ED and they have Alzheimer's disease, which only appeared in 1960, Alzheimer's disease did not exist before 1960, is a very specific cholesterol deficiency disease. is a physician-caused disease. Okay, this aphasia is one of these sort of grandbabies of Alzheimer's disease, and that's what Bruce Willis has, of course, and I'm trying to get a hold of him. So if you have any connections with his team, I'd like to speak to them because I could give
them a process
where in 3 months he'll be totally, you know, like he's 18 years old.
Well, if you reduce your dependency on statin drugs, let's say you take one every day, what if you take it once every 2 days or something? Is that smart?
Yeah, to begin with, go to one every 2 days, and say after a week, go to one every 3 days, and after a week, go to one every 4 days, and after a week, you should run out of them by then, okay? Yeah, don't cold turkey off of any medication, whether it's high blood pressure medication, diabetes medication, pain medication. So you always want to slowly wean off of them when you convert over to a nutritional approach.
All right, let's go to some of the calls, Doc. Bob in Corpus Christi, Texas. Hey, Bob, go ahead.
How you doing, George and Dr. Wallach?
Great. Sure.
Dr. Wallach, I got a quick question to ask you, or a couple quick questions. Are you familiar with two people by the name of Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw, who published a book back in 1982 called Life Extension?
Yes, I'm very familiar with them.
They refer to BHT and free radicals. If you could tell me how they refer to that, or what's your interpretation of what they're talking about, and also they also talk about psyllium, and I know that you don't talk. That's a fiber, but they promote using psyllium, but I haven't heard from them in a long time, and I don't know whatever happened to them, and I know. Back in the early 80s when I started getting into weightlifting, and they familiarized me with the amino acids.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really hear much about taking amino supplements anymore. It's, you know, other products. So those are my questions. And tell me what you can tell me about what I just asked.
You know, basically, Drew and Sandy were, what should I say, really good for the world in the fact that they were telling you have to pay attention to what you eat. You have to stay away from the bad stuff. Where they fell down was they thought you could get a lot of good stuff from your food, and they didn't talk about a complete program, okay? I like to call, instead of supplements, I like to call these nutrients essential factors.
Yeah.
Because they're essential to health and longevity, just like oxygen and water. They're not a supplement. They're essential factors, okay? You need 90, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 minerals, 3 fatty acids. I had many conversations with them, and they just, you know, would just clam up and listen politely, but they believed you could get a lot of good stuff from your food. And, you know, it was good that they talked about not eating fried foods and that sort of stuff, but they also made mistakes. They said stay away from dairy and that kind of thing. So what's the first food of all mammals, whether you're a whale or a seal, a giraffe, a human being, lions, tigers, and bears, wombats, kangaroos, gorillas. What's the first food for a baby mammal?
Mama's milk.
Mama's milk. Milk is the most perfect food on earth. The good Lord made man in his image, but he also made most of these animals before he made man. And, of course, he had a lot of experience, and so he knew what he was doing when he made man. And milk is the perfect food. When you look at all of the followers of Moses and Jesus, they were all herdsmen. They all had dairy cattle and dairy goats and dairy camels, and they were milking them and making cheese and all that kind of stuff. And so this is nothing, you know, dairy is not bad. And, of course, that kind of got intertwined with the cholesterol thing and the plaque in the arteries and stuff like that, which was an insane thing to say. And, of course, so that's where they varied from me in that they didn't think people should have to supplement with these essential factors every day. Well, do you put dirt from Texas or Saudi Arabia in your car instead of oil or gasoline? Come on, you save a lot of money. Well, your car wouldn't go 300,000 miles if you put dirt from Saudi Arabia in the gas tank. There's bound to be some gasoline in there. It's from Saudi Arabia. No, it won't work. You have to put gasoline in there. So you have to go through the process. Same thing with what we eat. We need these nutrients, and the only way you can guarantee you're going to get them is to put them in your mouth, okay? And so that's why we came up with the Healthy Start Pack, and then we came up with the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. The Healthy Start Pack has the basic 90 nutrients, and then we added 115 other nutrients that nobody pays attention to the program. We call it the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. And I only weigh 142, and I take two of those Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, along with the MSM and the collagen peptides, and I take an extra ounce twice a day of the Z-Radical, and I take the Cal-Toddy. I use a Rebound or sports drink with 100 nutrients in it. You know, Red Bull is caffeine and sugar. It's an energy drink. Our sports drink, we never call it an energy drink. It's a sports drink. It gives you all the nutrients you need to protect your cartilage and ligaments and tendons and connective tissue and muscles and bones and so forth, and from injury, and, you know, when you're practicing and doing extreme exercise and so forth. And so, you know, we take people who have lost their positions because they had fractures. We rebuilt them, and they stayed on our program. They played for another 11 years. This is Theo Ratliff in basketball. He made $100 million taking my supplements.
Doc, you're showing me some spirituality tonight. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate your call. Let's go next to Ruth in St. George, Utah. Welcome to the program. Hi, Ruth.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Go ahead. How can we help you?
I have essential tremors or familial tremors, and they bug me a lot.
Okay. How old are you? How much do you weigh?
I'm 90, just turned 90.
Good for you.
I weigh about 133. I'm 5'5".
You're in pretty good shape there, Ruthie.
Are you still driving?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Oh,
except
good girl.
For these essential tremors.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, again, these are things that are caused by... do you have any ringing in your ears or balance problems?
Balance, yes.
Okay.
Not ringing.
Okay. Do you have any skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
No.
Do you have any osteoporosis or arthritis anywhere?
No, not really.
Okay. Did you have your appendix when you were a kid?
Everything moves. I have everything except my tonsils that I was born with.
Okay, so the tonsils came out, but you still have your appendix.
Yes.
Okay. Did you ever have irritable bowel syndrome or celiac disease or diverticulitis?
No.
Okay, good girl. Okay, so again, we have to give you kudos of being 90 and still driving and all that kind of stuff. Good girl. But essential tremors are easy to get rid of. You got to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, rye, oats. There are no such things as gluten-free oats. The gluten in oats is called gliadin, but it's still gluten. You need to stay away from carbonated drinks and sugar. And then at 133 pounds, I want you to take one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack per month, take a half a dose of everything twice a day, and I want you to get another bottle of arsenium with the five cofactors in it, not from Walgreens, but arsenium with the five cofactors, so you can take three twice a day. And then I want you to also take our MSM, get one bottle a month of our MSM, so you can take three of those twice a day. That'll support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, including the bone in your skull. I think you have osteoporosis of the skull. Okay, when you say you have a little bit of balance problems, that goes along with the tremors. Osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the vestibular branch of the eighth cranial nerve. And the tremors, you can also have the fifth cranial nerve, trigeminal neuralgia. You could have Bell's palsy, the facial nerve, seventh cranial nerve being squeezed. And you can also have osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the spinal cord as it comes out of the back of the skull. Most people think that your spinal cord is formed in your spine, but it's actually formed in the skull. Comes out through a big hole, foramen magnum, Latin for big hole, out of the back of the skull. And when you get osteoporosis, your skull goes from a quarter of an inch thick, which is normal, to an inch thick, which is abnormal. And when it's an inch thick, it closes up all the tunnels that these 12 pairs of cranial nerves and the spinal cord come through, and you get like 25 different diseases. Your doctor will send you to his classmate who's an ear, nose, and throat guy. He'll send you to the dentist when you have receding gums and bleeding because your jaw and your face are part of your skull. So what goes on in your skull goes on your face. We do have that book. It's called It's All in Your Head, and you need to read that book because you are going to get rid of your problems very quickly. Okay.
And, Ruth, if you miss anything that Doc has said, here's a number to call because people are taking notes in case you couldn't write as fast as he talks. 1-855-949-6969. 7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Definitely give them a call, Ruth, because they are taking notes of what Doc Wallach has to say. Doc, what causes migraines?
Okay, well, migraine headaches, again, can be caused by lack of oxygen in the brain, lack of blood flow in the brain. And it's not unusual, and people forget. They think only of plaque in the arteries, coronary arteries of the heart. But they forget that you can have plaque in the arteries of the kidneys, and then you're going to get high blood pressure because the kidney will release hormones called renin, which increases your blood pressure to drive more blood into the kidneys so it can filter it. And then you can have pain in your head, okay, headaches, because you have ischemia. You have a lack of circulation into the brain tissue, and the brain is screaming for some blood so it can get oxygen, and that's why you have these headaches. And so these things are totally easy to avoid. Again, the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, three of those twice a day, that will support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries in the brain, coronary arteries in the heart, the kidneys, every place in your body, including in your heart, your eyes, everywhere. It's one of those miracles.
Vitamin D3. They say use it to fight off COVID along with zinc and everything else. What do you think?
Well, I think they're close, okay, because to fight off COVID, you understand there's people who get the vaccinations, they still get COVID.
And they still get COVID. My son got COVID twice, and he's been vaccinated.
Okay, well, why is that? Okay, well, that's because vaccines are not designed to kill the viruses. They don't kill the viruses. They don't kill the disease. Vaccines alert your immune system to the bad DNA and RNA of the virus and bacteria and fungus and yeast and everything you're vaccinating against, including the COVID virus, okay? But it's up to your own immune system to kill the virus. So when the bad guy shows up after you've been vaccinated, your bone marrow should be releasing white blood cells and antibodies and platelets and red blood cells and
fight it off, right?
Here's the bad guy, fight it off. And your body's supposed to send these things from your bone marrow to go kill and eat the viruses. Well, if you're eating gluten and not supplementing with these 90 nutrients, these essential factors, if you're not supplementing with them, you're eating gluten, you're not absorbing them, even if you are supplementing with them, so your body cannot respond properly to the vaccination. And that's what's happening to people who are vaccinated. I guarantee you, they're working in a bakery and they're up to their armpits in gluten all the time. They're having pancakes every morning with breakfast. They're having oatmeal for breakfast every morning. They're not taking any of these essential factors that are necessary, including the collagen peptides, which are essential for the bone marrow, to make platelets and antibodies and antihistamines and white blood cells and red blood cells and platelets. And so you got to take care of that, too. Well, my doctor says I can get everything I need just by eating well. Well, okay, you better start buying it.
Not so at all.
Yeah, you better get a burial plot.
And, Doc, what does gluten do to the body?
Okay, gluten kills your intestines. It produces a caustic chemical that destroys the villi in your intestines. And usually within 30 to 60 days after eating gluten, you will, even just one meal a day, or even three meals a week, okay, within a month or two, all those finger-like villi, which make the lining of your intestines look like a shag rug, will be dead and gone. And so you will
and
only
that's
have...
not good. We'll be back, Doc, and talk more about that and take final calls next. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Dr. Joel Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to hit, folks, and they go to it regularly, criticalhealthnews.com. It's got great information on that website, Doc.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we work hard, constantly upgrading everything, and so we're really on the cusp of things. We're way ahead of the medical system, which is scary.
You sure are. Let's go to the phones again. Let's go to Dylan in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Did you watch the game last night, Dylan?
The Jayhawks, you know, I guess they were the better team.
What a comeback. I thought North Carolina had it in the bag.
Yeah, I had a feeling that it was going to be Kansas. Kansas is, as you know, is a great place. And,
great team.
Great people and great team. So hats off to them.
Good for you. But you're on with Doc Wallach. Dylan, let's see how we can help you.
I'm the guy that got fluoride poisoning from taking Prozac for years, and it messed my bones up and feel like I'm only 46, but I feel like I'm, 96. But that's actually not why I call. I actually got some of the products and started taking them. The problem that I've been having with taking some of the products, particularly I have the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Osteo Effects powder, mm-hmm. and the Classic Mineral liquid. And I have a hard time taking it because the stevia sweetener in it it doesn't taste like it doesn't taste sweet to me. I actually have felt like I was going to throw up from the taste of it. I don't know if I'm the only one. I imagine
you're the only one. That's why we have 5,000 products for people like you. Okay, so there's always a ringer out there where somebody can't tolerate. There's 215 nutrients in that product. There's 215 nutrients in the Tangy Tangerine. And so you may be sensitive to so much vitamin C or so much vitamin D or whatever.
Yeah, something affects him directly.
Something affects you. And so what you want to do is look at the basic program. We have the basic program, which has the Healthy Start Pack, which has only 90 essential nutrients. And so you might try that because there's 115 nutrients that are not in it that are in the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. Go with the basic 90 essential nutrients, the Healthy Start Pack. And then I suspect you may have other issues. How old are you? What do you weigh?
Before I get into that, I was wanting to make a suggestion was if you guys would consider putting out, maybe you could start with the most popular one, BTT, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Powder, if you guys would consider putting one out that just didn't have any sweetener in it, and see if people like it.
Would that work, Doc?
Well,
I don't know.
We just experiment, you know, in the lab, but we have, it's one of our biggest sellers. This is the only guy who's ever called up and said it makes him throw up. And so he has a unique problem, and I'm not going to spend $1 million to develop another product because of him.
So what do you recommend
he
do?
We have 5,000 products. There's bound to be one of them there he can take.
All right. All right.
Okay,
good luck,
Dylan.
We're
not going to invent another product for him. Okay? And so what he needs to do is take these, just go with the Healthy Start Pack, and let's see here. How old are you? What do you weigh?
Well, he's moved on.
Oh, he's moved on. Well, he really didn't want the answer.
He's moved on. Oh, yeah, he did. I mean, he had a good question.
Okay. Well, basically, we have, again, 5,000 products. You can take the Healthy Start Pack and then add to it the MSM for the sulfur compounds that are necessary for rebuilding bones and tendons and ligaments and connective tissue and that kind of stuff. And then vitamin D3 so you can absorb stuff. Vitamin D3 and absorb the minerals and put them in your bones and cartilage and so forth. And that's why doctors are saying, for the COVID thing, you need to take some vitamin D. Well, that's a good thing, but there's 89 other nutrients that they need to be taking also, okay, not just the vitamin D3. Zinc is another one, which has been legendary for hundreds of years, which they used to take for people who had problems, were constantly getting sick, and they'd give them zinc, and they wouldn't get sick anymore because zinc helps make antibodies in the bone marrow, which then protect you against viruses, bacteria, fungus, and yeast, and so forth. So,
could he be allergic, Doc?
It's possible he has an allergy. That's a possibility. But again, we have 115 extra nutrients on top of the 90 in there, and they're extracted from fruit and vegetables and that sort of stuff. And so that's why we have 5,000 products, because we run into these issues all the time. But our goal is to make sure that everybody gets those 90 essential nutrients. You cannot depend on any of them in your food. Plants only need three mineral elements to make good seeds for the next generation: NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. And I have to tell you, if I haven't told you recently, and all for your listeners, in 1936, the U.S. Senate document came up. The U.S. Senate came up with a document 264. U.S. Senate document 264, 1936. It said there's no longer sufficient minerals in our soils in America to support life.
Next up, Mary's in Burlington County, New Jersey, I believe. Hi, Mary. Go ahead.
Oh, Oh, hi. I have a question I always wanted to know. This is going back to the 1960s. My father was given prescriptions from the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother finally went over and said to the pharmacist, "What's in here?" They said, "Penicillin." And he blew up like a balloon one year. He looked like
he was allergic to that. Balloon. And why dentists
could
did
that?
Did
I do that?
Well, what dentists did in that day, this is my 2 years of dental school, Doc.
Okay.
But a lot of people who had the appearance of heart conditions, they gave them antibiotics like penicillin because when you're dealing with the gums and the teeth, there's a lot of bacteria there that spreads all over the body when the dentist is doing his thing. And so they would give people a antibiotic before they came into the dentist's office. And so your father probably had a reaction to some of that. Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, and that's exactly. And so, you know, science goes through many doors.
and he's probably allergic to penicillin. There are a lot of people who are.
Yeah, and so that's very well said. Thank you, sir.
And, sorry, I got my 2 years of school worth out of that one, right?
So that could make you blow up like that?
Yes, absolutely. He had a severe reaction to penicillin, to be sure. You got to be careful. Next up, let's go to Ron in Ontario, Canada. Welcome to the show. Hello there, Ron.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you guys tonight?
Great, sir. Hope you are, too. Go ahead.
Just quickly, I saw you guys about 3 years ago in Toronto.
Aha.
At the convention center there at the house show, and I want to let you guys know I really enjoyed it. So I
thank you.
To see you guys, and it was a great pleasure.
How can I help you?
So, Dr. Wallach, quickly there, I'm having an issue with... I believe it's my thyroid, but my thyroid is below the jaw. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's in your throat, you know, just above your Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm. I've developed in the last few weeks issues when I get up to walk quickly or run. I feel it's not pumping properly, and it's not quite going, like the blood going through my head. And at times it feels like I'm choking, and I'm not quite sure what happened there. Like when I sit down, I'm fine. It's just when I get up and...
Okay, well, let me ask you a couple of quick questions. Do you have any ringing in your ears, any tinnitus in your ears, ringing, whooshing, anything like that?
No, sir.
Okay, do you have any balance problems or vertigo or dizziness?
Well, if I walk a certain amount of time, like 40 minutes or something, I'll start kind of feeling a little lightheaded, but that's just in the last few weeks, and... I have some minor inflammation in my legs, too. I just wanted to let you know about that as well.
Okay. Now, let's go back to the thyroid issue in the throat. Do you have any other issues, like in your hands or wrists, tingling, numbness, anything like that?
No, sir. Not at all.
Okay. Are you losing your sense of smell?
No, sir, not at all. I'm still pretty good with that.
Do you have any gray, white, or silver hair?
No, actually, like I'm 53 years old and I'm still pretty good with that.
Okay, would you give me $100 for every white hair I found in your beard?
oh boy, look at the time. No, I might have a few there to be honest with you, but I'm not.
Okay, well, the reason I'm asking, it's a red warning light when you have white, gray, and silver hair. It has nothing to do with age. It's due to a nutritional deficiency, which can be related to thyroid issues. So that gives me a sense of what's going on in the thyroid when you have some white, gray, and silver hair. So how much do you weigh?
I'm 53 years old. I'm 6'3", 260.
Six three, 260.
Have a pressure, diabetes, arthritis?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And when you say you had leg issues, do they just get heavy? You just feel kind of heavy?
Yeah, a little bit. Not too bad. It's like it's just a little swollen. It comes in and out sort of thing.
Okay. Okay, so here we go. Basically, the thyroid is very easy to deal with. The legs are easy to deal with. So I want you to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no butter, oats, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. And at 250, okay, you need two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. I want you to get 2 bottles a month of our MSM. So you can take 3 with breakfast, 3 with lunch, 3 with dinner, and they're going to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, including in the thyroid gland, including the walls of your arteries and veins, okay, including in your skin, including the heart valves and so forth. Very important. And then I want you to take 3 of our Ocean's Gold twice a day. It's 8 or 9 different algaes and seaweed and planktons from one ocean, and that'll be 2 bottles a month. And then you also need to take 3 of our Fucoid Z capsules, which are from the other ocean, and 8 or 9 different. And we do the same process, but they have different minerals because they're different oceans. And so you need 3 of those twice a day. And you need to stay away from cruciferous vegetables, which interfere with thyroid function. We're talking about cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and kale. All those things need to go.
The green stuff, I guess, right?
Well, the green stuff, which you're eating a lot of, okay? And then, let's see here, for the legs, we talked about the collagen peptide. Oh, we need the collagen peptides, a scoop of that in your breakfast drink in the morning, a scoop of the collagen peptides in your drink in the afternoon. I would also take a big guy like you, I would take 2 quarts a month of our Cal Toddy. It's some extra calcium. And it's a liquid. It tastes very good. It goes in your drink. And take 1 ounce twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. And that's going to put you where you need to be to rebuild all your connective tissue and your bones and so forth, because I think you do have other things going on in addition to the thyroid issue. But the specific supplement programs for the thyroid are the Ocean's Gold and the Fucoid Z. And they'll go away. The thyroid issues will go away very quickly. But you can also have osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the 9th cranial nerve, okay? It's called the glossopharyngeal nerve, and it causes swallowing problems, and you collect a lot of mucus in your throat, which you don't get when you don't have those problems. It changes your voice, and so on. And so it wouldn't hurt for you to get that book. It's called It's All in Your Head, 25 Different Diseases, including osteoporosis of the skull, which can cause pressure on the 9th cranial nerve, which I think you have, the 9th cranial nerve. Okay, but this will all go away very quickly. Usually within 2 to 6 weeks, it'll all be gone.
Website to go to is criticalhealthnews.com. And again, here's that toll-free number to call in case you miss information. Ron, if you just missed anything that Doc was saying, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Call them anytime, by the way. You can call them a week after this program, and they'll still be there to help you. That's what they do. Doc Wallach with us. He will be back with us in about 6 weeks, which puts us sometime in May, Doc. Can you believe that?
All right. And you'll be taken good care of with pharmacist Ben.
We just keep rolling along. So what is your biggest advice for people who just aren't on a supplement program?
Okay. Well, first of all, they need to get rid of the bad foods so they can absorb nutrition. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, rye, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, even the diet one's got to go. And then they need to take one of our big heavy-duty multiples. It could be the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, or it could be the ultimate, the basic 90, okay? The 90 for Life Pack, okay? The Healthy Start Pack. So either one of those will be the place to start. Now, we do have secret sauces for 600 different diseases. If you have diabetes, you also want to throw in the Sweeties, 3 of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. And don't cold turkey off your medication if you're on medication for diabetes, but as your blood sugar begins to drop, you can slowly reduce the medication. We also have stuff for high blood pressure. We have the Beyond Osteo FX, okay, Beyond Osteo FX, Ultimate Daily Classic. You take 3 of those twice a day, that's 2 bottles a month, the Ultimate Daily Classic, and they will support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries in the brain and the coronary arteries of the heart and the kidneys and legs and every place else in the body, and the eyes. And because when you get osteoporosis, oh, you can squeeze the optic nerve, the optic artery, and the optic vein and get pressure in your eye, because the artery can pump blood into the eye, but you can't get it out because the vein is being squeezed.
Great advice indeed. Doc, thanks again. I'll talk to you in 6 weeks. Ben Fuchs in 3, criticalhealthnews.com.